This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Construction on the Victorian Pride Centre is well underway. And this week, Joy 94.9, this very radio station, officially signed on as a tenant. Joy is the second organisation to sign on to the Pride Centre following youth support group Minus 18's announcement last month. Joy Chief Executive Ange Barry says the move is an important opportunity for Joy.
So we've got a brand new home for Joy. The Pride Centre is a really exciting project because we will be co-tenanted with other not-for-profit LGBTIQA+ organisations. So we'll be there with our buddies. It'll be a really vibrant space where people can come and participate in our world and, you know, meet other people, network with each other, but also fantastic new studios for Joy, which will be really, really exciting.
Yeah, can we unpack that? What will it mean practically in terms of the equipment and infrastructure and community we have now compared to what we'll have this time next year?
It's a really good question that lots of people are asking, and we've actually been reaching out to some of our partners who in the IT world who are going to be supporting us with the move. As you can imagine, it's really expensive to pick up and move a radio station. At the moment, we're having discussions which look like we will actually be donated digital, what we call radio panels, which are for our people listening. They're those things you see with lots of coloured lights and buttons that clever people like Nicholas operate to deliver a radio show. We've got an organisation that is willing to donate their display equipment to us, which will be fantastic. And what that will mean for our Joy broadcasters is that they will be using digital panels, as we call them, or digital desks in each of the studios that we have over there. So we'll have four studios. We'll have a dedicated production studio. We'll have a main studio that will double as a space for us to do some of our Bent TV activity. So for people who don't know, Joy has a great asset in Bent TV, and we would like to be able to do some filming over there. So we're making sure we allocate space and lighting to be able to do that. So for our presenters, they will actually have a studio here that will be set up a bit like the studios there, so they get used to using the equipment, the new equipment, and can transition then across to the new location, so that we close our doors here probably around, I imagine, January 2021.
Awesome. And do you imagine it will have any impact on the on-air content or on-air sound that Joy produces?
I guess sound-wise, if we just talk purely about the quality of the sound, it's most likely that Joy will be broadcasting via a dedicated data link across to, or line, I should say, across to our transmission tower on Melbourne Central. So there may be a slight improvement in quality there. As far as the sound that our presenters create, I imagine a new space might invigorate people a little bit further. It might, you know, inspire people to make a little bit of a change as well and think about, you know, who's the audience. Is there a new audience now that we're moved over here? You know, will it, from my perspective, I imagine it will also bring in new volunteer presenters to Joy who perhaps live on the southern, you know, side of town. And so that might mix things up a little bit as well.
Yeah, if you haven't been into the Joy Studios before, there is a bit of duct tape around. There's a few older pieces of equipment, so it's very exciting that we're going to get some new stuff in. The state government's committed $800,000 to Joy to assist with the transition across. How is that going to be spent?
Sure. So the state government has funded Joy across a four-year period. And the money is a mixture of enabling us to move to the Pride Centre, but also enabling Joy to look at what our business model is. As a not-for-profit organisation, we rely heavily on donations, memberships, fundraising events, that sort of thing. What we're looking to do is start to generate some income streams ourselves. So we're basically, if you like, refreshing our business model and looking at how we can leverage the fact that we will move to a new building which has some interesting spaces that are available to us, like a rooftop, an auditorium with a film screen. So you can see already, you know, there's opportunities for Joy to look at, you know, can we stage events that create fundraising opportunities for Joy? Can we do some work in video that will generate income streams for Joy? We're also using government assistance to look at how we can provide workplaces with content that helps them in their journey to inclusive practice. So we're already starting to do a little bit of that through podcasts, and we'll certainly look at how we can expand that type of activity into written content, perhaps panel type discussions in situ, even some training. So what we're really looking to do is do the work that Joy does best, which is creating a more inclusive Australia, and while we're doing that work, generate some money to help us keep the lights on, so to speak.
Yeah, no, there's been you've been quite open about the difficulties Joy's had financially with the changing media landscape and the changing LGBTQI plus communities. How are we tracking? Are we okay?
We're starting to. Well, certainly the government funding is a huge assistance to Joy, and we're incredibly appreciative to the state government, to Commissioner Allen, and also to Minister Foley in particular for their support. Joy is really needing to make the transition from relying on income from the same people who donate to us all the time, and they're amazing and they're wonderful, but of course they get, you know, giving fatigue, and there's always so many causes that need their attention and support. And, you know, Joy is now looking at, you know, I guess we're starting to rebuild really and think about, you know, how do we best engage the people who support us? You know, how do we manage those relationships? So if you need an analogy, we're starting to sort of get back up off our knee a little bit, you know, and we are looking healthier. We still need support, and I'd really encourage, you know, anybody listening, we're a great cause. We're community radio. We're independent radio. We're owned by the community, not any commercial interest. And if you like what we're doing, please support us by either donating through the website or joining us as a member, because we need you and we are you.
Fantastic. And move-in date is middle of next year, isn't it?
We look like starting the transition about September, and it will be a transition for Joy. So as I was saying, you know, we will have like a mock setup studio here that will look like the studios there. So whilst people are getting used to using the equipment here, at the same time we'll be fitting out the studios over there. And as in everything we do at Joy, predominantly we're working with our volunteers to create these studios. So we work around people's commitments, but we've got a great dedicated team who are really passionate. And if anybody's listening and you'd like to help the team out, you'd be most welcome.
And I can assert volunteering here is lots of fun, and the radio training, which you can do to get on air, is always running.
Yeah.
And there's always room for more people. Yeah, to joy.org.au. Thanks, Ange Barry, CEO of Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.